You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Gerard Newkirk, the CEO at KWH Coin, a blockchain-based renewable energy company using a digital currency that converts renewable distributed energy resources to digital tokens with support from clean energy advocates, nations, companies, and charitable organizations. They plan to provide a viable solution for the 1.2 billion people who currently lack access to energy. Mr. Newkirk, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. So glad to be here.
And certainly our pleasure to have you with us this morning. So for starters, explain what KWH Coin is to our listeners to kick things off today.
Sure, absolutely. Well, KWH Coin, it stands for Kilowatt Hour Coin, and I'm sure people are starting to hear about Bitcoin. Essentially, KWH Coin, we are a blockchain, and what we want to do is we want to take every distributed energy resource that is renewable around the world and place this on our blockchain. And what we do is we track your energy consumption versus your energy generation. And the excess of that energy generation converts to a kilowatt hour coin, basically a kilowatt hour of energy or renewable energy generation that's been created on our platform. And what we're doing is we're building an application now. We've already about 50% complete with the building of the application that's going to allow you to peer-to-peer trade and exchange energy rooftop to rooftop or distributed energy resource to resource. And we've already created digital wallets. So basically what we're doing is we're creating an ecosystem to use the internet to generate or to distribute energy peer-to-peer. And the KWH coin is the token or the value measurement of this ecosystem that we're building. Also, 10% of everything that we generate, all of the revenue we generate, is what we're using to physically buy the physical infrastructure to go connect the 1.2 billion people in the world that don't have access to reliable electricity. We want to be the conduits. We want to build a virtual power grid that they can connect to with only the use of their phone. Because part of the problem in these countries or in these locations is that they actually have phone access and don't have electricity access. So we feel the most viable solution to connect to them is via app and blockchain-based applications with their borderless, decentralized component are a perfect fit. So we are a social impact organization, and we're also clean energy driven, and we want to connect everyone to renewable energy sources. And those who don't have access to the grid, we want to build a virtual power grid to connect them.
Certainly a brilliant idea. I love this. Now, last year's hurricane season destroyed a lot of Puerto Rico's energy infrastructure. Tell us about KWH Coin's project in Puerto Rico.
Yes. Puerto Rico is, you know, we were in Puerto Rico last month. We partnered with Third Wave Volunteers. We went to the Rio Grande region in Puerto Rico, and actually there's still 30% of the island doesn't have power. So in Rio Grande, this region we were in, the entire hillside, none of them had power. So we partnered with Dr. Allison Thompson and Third Wave Volunteers, and we delivered over solar puff lights to over 1,600 homes. What we're also doing is we have two major Genesis projects. In Orocovis, there is a community there with over 300 homes that very, very isolated, very remote. It'll probably be 24 to 36 months before they get any type of power. So what we're going to do is we're going to go in, build a microgrid, connect the homes with solar panels, and we're going to show the world that this is going to be the first application of our system. We're going to connect them on our blockchain so that essentially they become their own isolated grid that can island off, but it's reliable. They can access it at any time. So this is going to be our rural, we call it, deployment of KWH coin. And we're also working on two other projects around the island in Louisa. We're still in negotiations for that, and in Manatee as well. So we're going to spend a lot. We go back to Puerto Rico May 20th through May 24th. Our goal there is to be the largest blockchain energy company on the island, and we want to connect particularly those in the Orocovis area in the middle of the island that we feel it'll probably be 2 to 3 years before they even have any chance at grid connectivity. We want to connect them expeditiously. So we're beginning this project actually in about 3 weeks. So we're very excited about Puerto Rico. We love the people in Puerto Rico. They have, you know, reached out to us, and it's really sad that 8 months now after Irma and Maria, they don't have power. So we feel that we are, that blockchain and what we're doing as a blended ecosystem is going to provide the solution for them. So we're headed back there on May 20th.
Wow, 8 months later and no power. What a situation. Now, understand, congratulations is in order for being a finalist at this year's Startup World Cup competition in California taking place May the 11th. How does it feel to be a finalist, and what will KWH Coin do to stand out from the competition?
Wow, man, that was incredible. You know, we won the World Regional Blockchain Summit Cup in Nairobi, Kenya. You know, it was a 32-hour flight. We literally arrived there about 3 hours before presentation time, so we're still reeling from that. But in San Francisco, what we want to – we're going to stand out in our impact already that we, as a startup, we feel that we've done tremendous work in deploying our mission to connect the 1.2 billion globally. And May 11th, we're going to demonstrate – and, you know, I'm very excited about it because we're going to get to talk about it. We're going to get to talk about what we're doing in Puerto Rico. We've also started – tremendous projects in Africa. I'm here in North Carolina now speaking at the African Diaspora for connecting renewable energy sources to power the continent. So there's so much that we're going to have to talk about May 11th at the Startup World Cup. The biggest focus for us is going to be, we now have over 100 partnerships and we're in over 32 countries as far as connecting to our decentralized virtual power plant. So we feel that we have so many nodes now that are going to be on our blockchain. We're growing now. Every week we're getting 10 to 15 more partnerships. So our growth perspective since Nairobi is going to be tremendous, and we're very excited to go to San Francisco and tell, you know, we're up against 30 other startups, but we kind of have home field advantage, us being out of San Jose. So we're very excited to go and talk about it, and we're very excited to share about KWH expanding its network globally.
And once again, a hearty congratulations to you in all regards. Today, we're joined by Mr. Gerard Newkirk, the CEO at KWH Coin, a blockchain-based renewable energy company using a digital currency that converts renewable distributed energy resources to digital tokens, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Newkirk, you recently signed a partnership in Kenya with a health startup. What is this partnership all about?
Yes, absolutely. We signed a partnership with Nurses in Hand, that's NIH. And just to give a little bit of background about what their application or what their solution is, what it's going to provide. There's about an 800-mile stretch of road connecting Kenya to Uganda. And it's 827 miles that has absolutely no emergency management services. So there's no 911. So we're going to partner with NIH. They are Nurses in Hand. And basically what they do is they get out on mopeds. We're going to strategically set up containers powered by solar panels along this 800-mile stretch of road. We're in the process now of getting financing for the 40 containers, which are basically, you know, how tractor trailers have the 52-foot container. We're going to convert that to basically like a little small temporary triage unit along this 800-mile stretch of road. We're going to have about 42 locations, and we're going to have all green vehicles. We're going to have green services, but we're basically going to build the network to provide emergency management services for this over 800-mile stretch of road connecting Kenya and Uganda. So it's a tremendous, very, very long project as far as its goals, but the government of Kenya has already they're supporting what we're doing because it's obviously a service that is needed for everyone. There's literally no one or no entity to service this over 800-mile stretch of road. And so KWH Coin is going to all of the data, all of the energy network that is going to be necessary to power this project is going to be provided by KWH Coin in connection with our ecosystem and our partners. And we're also going to install microgrids so that we can connect the remote locations that are alongside of this 800-mile stretch of road to become basis for more economic development. So we're very excited about our partnership with NIH, not only for KWH Coin and the tremendous potential to be a part of literally building a digital 911 system for Kenya and Uganda, but also being able to connect our grid to those remote areas and locations and provide expeditious economic development sourcing. So look for that to start. In June is when we go back to Kenya to begin the scoping and the works on that as far as locations and where we want to be in to place the containers. But that for us is going to – Kenya and Puerto Rico are our two major projects that KWH Coin is very excited to show our impact and to show our solution-based model for all of these challenges that have been around for, you know, decades.
Really, really impressive. Well done. Now, what are KWH Coin's growth plans for the future? And if you would, elaborate a little on that.
Sure, absolutely. We're actually, we're almost morphing into an ecosystem builder for multiple things in areas that haven't had services. So we also have another company, and I don't elaborate on this too much because we're still in negotiations, but there's a company out of Tanzania that wants to connect remote locations to Wi-Fi. And so they have reached out to us to see if they can partner to become a part of our blockchain and a part of the application to build decentralized Wi-Fi for remote locations. So I think the future for KWH Coin is going to be a global provider for access to services using technology as a conduit to connect people. Now, I know that seems kind of broad-based, but there are over 4.5 billion people that still need services, you know, that in mature economies that we kind of take for granted. So KWH Coin is morphing into becoming a solutions-oriented company, and it's going to be a technology services provider to provide access to services globally. So energy is what we do best, and it's our staple as far as creating our renewable energy network, but we're rapidly becoming a much larger, broader-based, services-oriented organization for remote and isolated locations globally to provide them access to services such as internet, such as phone, to provide them a service model to get into the global economy. So very excited about that. And this is happening, again, over the last 4 to 6 weeks.
Well, it certainly has been good to have had you and a fine update, and you're certainly making a social impact globally, and we're certainly all behind that and certainly appreciate what you're doing in all regards. Lastly, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final word, anything else you'd like to share?
Absolutely. We want to just encourage everybody to go to our website at www.kwh.coin.com. About 5 days ago, we got listed on our first exchange at bitfex.trade, so we're very excited about that. But we want everybody to continue to grow with us and share our journey as we continue to go into these locations and provide access to energy, and our network is growing. We are a multidisciplinary organization. So basically, we want to light the world. We want to use blockchain to deliver electrons or tokens of love globally. And so we invite everyone to come along with us on our journey.
Again, Mr. Newkirk, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continue success and all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Our honor and pleasure.
Great. Thanks so much, Eric. Thanks for having me, you guys.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Mr. Gerard Newkirk, the CEO at KWH Coin, a blockchain-based renewable energy company using a digital currency that converts renewable distributed energy resources to digital tokens. And for further details, visit KWHcoin.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.